Hear God's word from Jeremiah. This is what God said. Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you. A prophet to the nations, that's what I had in mind for you. But I said, hold it, Master God, look at me. I don't know anything, I'm only a boy. And God told me, don't say I'm only a boy. I'll tell you where to go and you'll go there. I'll tell you what to say and you'll say it. Don't be afraid of a soul. I'll be right there, looking after you. God's decree. God reached out. He touched my mouth and said, look, I've just put words in your mouth, hand-delivered. See what I've done? I've given you a job to do among nations and governments, a red-letter day. Your job is to pull up and tear down, take apart and demolish, and then start over, building and planting. May God give us understanding of this holy word, and let's take just a moment of prayer. Amen. You know, it's so easy for all of us to focus on the things that we feel we can't do. We look around and we see people and we see their talents, we see their gifts, and a lot of times we actually feel kind of jealous. And sadly, even as we're seeing all these great qualities and talents in other people, we look at ourselves and a lot of times all we see are ways we feel we fall short. And that can really keep us from being who we're supposed to be. And it's not just how we see ourselves, but we can hear voices of others putting us down as they try to achieve their own results, trying to somehow struggle through this highly competitive world we're in, where everyone sadly seems to feel that the only way they can get to the top is if everybody else ends up at the bottom. This makes for a really ugly situation for everyone. Nobody wins in that kind of situation. But how would it be? How would it be if we could turn that around? If we could start by knowing that, first of all, God loves us and He knows who we are, and He's known from the time that we were conceived, before we were even born. I mean, imagine that. Think about that. Before you were even born, God knew you and had a plan. Had a plan. And not somebody else's plan, but a specific plan just for you. And to achieve that plan, He made you a particular, special way. Yeah, you're different from other people. And yeah, sometimes that may make you feel kind of alone. Sometimes those differences are not comfortable. But what if we could really have the confidence that we were created how we're supposed to be, and that we have something important to achieve in this life, in this world? That's hard to believe sometimes, isn't it? We think about the ways that we don't measure up to somebody else's thoughts. Here we are. I'm just, you know, a nobody. I am only. That's how Jeremiah was. And Jeremiah, well, he ended up doing some rather amazing things. But he came from nowhere. And there are so many people. Every generation has people who have made a huge difference, who started out maybe different from other people, who maybe didn't have an easy start. And King Duncan tells a story of two children in particular. The first child was just, he was a mess. His father was unemployed. He had no formal schooling. His mother was a teacher. But he grew up out in Michigan, and they assumed that he had an IQ of only 81. That's really low, folks, really low. And he was withdrawn as a result from school after 3 months. And this is even with his mom as a teacher, right? But he was considered to be pretty much hopeless. And so later he enrolled in school. It was 2 years late because he had scarlet fever and respiratory infections on top of everything else that was going wrong. He was also going deaf. He had really bad emotional health. He was stubborn. He was distant. He didn't show much emotion. He was a mess. He was a total mess. But he liked mechanics. He liked to play with fire. Unfortunately, he ended up burning his dad's barn down, so that wasn't really a good thing. He did show some sort of manual dexterity, but his language was really bad. He used poor grammar. But he did have lofty goals. He wanted to be a scientist or maybe a railroad mechanic. But it doesn't sound like he had too much hope of doing any of that, does it? With that kind of beginning and lack of ability. And then you hear about the second child. Now the second one, a little girl, and she didn't show much promise either. She was born of an alcoholic father. She was very sick as a kid. She was bedridden. She was in and out of the hospital over and over. She was considered erratic, withdrawn. She'd bite her nails. She had all kinds of phobias. She was afraid of everything. She wore a back brace from a spinal defect and would constantly seek attention. She's also a daydreamer. She had no real goals in life. She had no clue what she wanted to do or what she wanted to be, although she thought maybe she might want to help the elderly and the poor. That was something she thought she could do. So, any guesses on who those two people are? Anyone? Well, the first one became one of the world's greatest inventors. You might have heard of him. We even have a town named after him. Thomas Edison. Anybody heard of him? Who would have thought, right? Who would have thought that someone with that beginning could accomplish all that he did? And one of the things that inspires me the most is his tenacity. I remember hearing about how he never saw failures as he tried things. He never saw it as a failure. He saw every failure instead as a step closer to discovering what he wanted to discover or getting where he wanted to go. It was all part of the footsteps to getting there. And then the second one, any ideas on who the second one might be? Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt ended up being a first lady and in her own right accomplished so much to help so many. And these are just two stories of many, many stories of people who had difficult, even hopeless beginnings, but who somehow went on to do important and significant things. You know, you and I, we face obstacles all the time, don't we? Things can seem so hard, so impossible. And when opportunities come up, a lot of times we can be like Jeremiah, and our response can be, but I'm only fill in the blank. What is your only? Think about it for a minute. What are the ways that you put yourself down? What are the obstacles that you allow to get in your way? Because you know what? You're not only. You're not only. You're unique and you're special in the way that God created you. And you're here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. And he wants to show you what that purpose is. But a lot of times, you know, we're busy and we're not always listening. We're scrambling to do things on our own. We're scrambling to make everything happen by ourselves. And that's not what it's about. That's not why we were created. And you know, wherever we are, even if we have disabilities, even if we have situations in our lives, a lot of times, it's those very things that are used in amazing ways. Think about it for a second. For one thing, Our compassion comes out of our difficulties. We've talked about this before. Compassion doesn't come to those who have been spoiled or lived, you know, a carefree, trouble-free life. You can only feel sympathy and empathy for other people if you have some sense of what it is to be challenged, what it is to suffer, what it is to feel hurt and pain. Those are things that are all used to shape us, to grow us, to prepare us, to be used and to be called. And you know, we're not alone. One of the things that's so amazing, I mean, have you ever thought about all the people in the Bible who had their own obstacles? I don't think there is one person that didn't have reasons to say, but I'm only. I mean, think about it. You got Abraham, he was too old. Moses, who stuttered, you may not have known that. Miriam, who was a gossip, that wasn't a good quality. Jacob was a liar. Gideon doubted. Elijah was burned out, he was just exhausted. First, David's armor didn't fit, and then he had an affair, and then he had someone killed. He would be the last person you think God would be able to use, wouldn't it? Solomon, he was too rich. Isaiah, he had what was described as unclean lips. And then Jeremiah, of course, he was too young. You had Jonah, who really didn't like his job much of evangelizing. You had Amos, whose only training was in the school of fig tree pruning. Naomi, who was a widow. Peter, who was terrified of death. You had Thomas, who just doubted everything, right? Remember him? Paul, also a murderer. There's two murderers right there. Mark, who was rejected by Paul. Timothy, you may not have known, he had ulcers. Lazarus, he was dead. And then there was Martha, who was worrying about everything. I don't think you can find one person in the Bible that God used who did not have self-set obstacles. So here's my question for you. Are you ready to find out your destiny? I don't care what your age is, even if you're 98. As long as we're here, God has a purpose. But are we listening? Are we willing? Are we open to what it might be? That call was not just for Jeremiah. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. Let us pray. Almighty God, like Jeremiah, it's so easy for us to resist, to think of reasons why we're not worthy, why we're not able. But you've created us, each of us, for a reason. We are all part of that body, all different, all unique, but all so needed. Help us to embrace that with enthusiasm and with joy. Help us to be willing and open to wherever you might lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.